Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cast. My name is Jess.
My name is Ella.
Are we doing it this way? My name is Ilse.
Who are you?
Castian.
Lovely.
Just a follower.
Now we all have each other's names.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. I don't know why this is happening this way.
I love this so much. We don't know how to record. We've never known how to record. It's all been a trick.
It's my first. This is my first time on Earth. Okay, it's not always easy.
Oh my god! Okay? Ever since I saw that quote, I've been really been like thinking that like. Like when something's hard.
I never done this before. I never did it before.
It actually is my first rodeo. Okay. So if you guys could go easy on me for a fucking
Everybody else is just so confident. Well, some of us are learning.
Yeah. I think say that. Yeah.
All right. So this week, this week we're talking about Clip Show, which is season 8, episode 22. It originally aired May 8th, 2013, and it was directed by Thomas J. Wright and written by Andrew Dabb, who sucks and is mean to our best friend, Cass. But we'll get into that later.
I think the last step that we covered of his was Hunteri
Hiroki.
So I think we were like, woohoo, good job.
He has a very cruel spirit.
I think that must be true. That must be true. He did Yellow Fever. He did After School
Special. He likes to make Cass look stupid. He's just like not a very cool guy.
It's not nice how he is with Cass. He did do some that were good. For example, Dark Side of the Moon, apparently. Why is he credited for Dark Side of the Moon? Isn't that a Bedlund joint? If he is, then sway.
It just feels so Bedlundian.
It does feel Bedlundian. Let me just check that real quick. But he also did do Jump the Shark, which was funny. Say what you will. Weekend at Bobby's, funny. Frontierland. I don't know. He did Plucky Penny Whistle's Magic Menagerie, which was fun. But yeah, he did some that I don't care for. Quite a few that I don't care for. So
yeah.
Yeah, and I won't list his crimes
now. I think cruel is a good way to describe sometimes how he feels towards the characters, it seems.
I think when he writes with Laughlin, it's better. So this is actually, Dark Side of the Moon was a Dabb and Laughlin joint. It was not. It does feel Edlundian, but they came the fuck through, because that's a great episode.
He was EP on that season, so
that was great.
Makes sense.
Okay. Let's go! Sorry for interrupting you, Jess.
So here in the lovely introduction part, we're gonna go look at some mail.
Yeah.
God, I'm sorry.
You're
it's
fine.
Okay. It's your first time.
It's your first day on Earth.
The intro.
I feel like I'm like willing the coffee that I just drank to like go to my brain.
That's fair.
But whatever.
Maybe do some jumping jacks or something. I don't know.
No, I couldn't.
Now's not the time.
Anyway, let's go to the mailbag. So first, we have some lovely missives from Tumblr.com. And the first one is from an anonymous user who says, please cast, return to me, my beautiful cast girl warriors.
Well, <Good news.
laughs> we're back. We're here.
Yeah. This episode's going to be coming out, like, it's like 3 weeks since our last episode.
You'll see it when you see it and worry about it.
That is just for many reasons.
Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think that's the takeaway.
Like they said in Bodies, 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 making a podcast is actually really
hard. It's actually really hard. It takes a lot of work. We don't book guests or whatever like she did, but that's not my problem. It's still difficult. So
we book three guests every week.
Actually, yeah.
Also, reveal yourself. That's like so funny to send that anonymously.
Reveal yourself. We were talking about this earlier, and we were like, "This must be someone we know who is trying to be chill." I feel like the vibes are. This must be a mutual. So yes, whoever you are,
the ear of a mutual.
It has the air. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then Maddie Mo 9 asks us, kind of in love with this podcast, still not caught up in the slightest, just finished EP 24. But I was listening to a cast playlist on Spotify and wanted to know y'all's opinions on Not In That Way by Sam Smith as a Destiel song. Yay? Nay? I go back and forth on it, fully dependent on which episodes I have watched most recently and how sad I want to make myself. The pod is iconic, though, and really brings out my feral cast emotions that I have to keep on lock when I talk about the show with my brother. He's a Dean girly.
That's so sweet.
Well, difficult. Obviously, I think you should have your brother put down, but the benefits of this is that he would talk about Dean way less.
I can't believe you're making a Vine reference right now.
Vine lives forever.
Yeah, eternal. Yeah.
Immortal era.
Yeah. I don't know this song.
I kind of want to listen to this song.
I can't believe you guys don't know the song. It was everywhere back when. 2014, that's when it came out. I hate to say I love you when it's so hard for me.
I see it, yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of... Listen, you could put Destiel anywhere when you really think about it.
Yeah, the best thing about Destiel is that every love song is about them, if you're crazy enough. So,
well, there's so much of it. Like, we have 12 seasons of... No, wait. Yeah, 12 seasons of the stuff. So depending on when you apply it to, it could work.
What's kind of fun about this is that this could go to either, this could be either one of them.
Yes, yes.
Mm. You know?
I'm so reliant. I'm so dependent. I'm such a fool. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Cass could easily like be feeling this about Dean, and then Dean obviously can feel this about Cass. So it's like, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's fun. I think it's definitely, especially like even, okay, I'm going to say something and I need you guys to not hate me for bringing up this man. I think even perhaps Jensen Ackles would agree that this is a Cass B.O.V. Destiel song. And that's
what I like. I get crucified for pointing out that he's hot, but you're like now bringing up that he might have an actual opinion.
Yeah, because Ilsa is engaging with this in an intellectual manner, whereas you are like
thinking with your dick,
adjusting your boner through your pockets,
sending young Jensen Ackles, even worse, pictures in the chat, really bad. Let me just see.
I love young Jackals. He's so important to the ecosystem.
Yeah, we know.
There is something that he said that was so crazy at a recent con. And I think why I'm thinking about it. And if you know, you know. I'm not about to look it up. I say as I'm trolling through my blog, just seeing.
He did say something. And I was like, he said something crazy. It's too late. I just keep, every time he says something, I'm like, whatever.
Shut up. Too little, too late, idiot. But yeah, he said, you know, it was like this flashback. You know, they say that when you're about to die, your life flashes before you. In my mind, I was flashing back to Lazarus Rising and seeing him walk through the barn with the sparks flying. And all of a sudden, all these clips in my mind of Cassiel and walking into the lake and all these things that are ingrained in my memory. Yeah, that's apparently what he said. I'm not quite sure what the question was. And that's in his own words. So do you see what I'm saying? I think he could have thought about it, and I think he might agree. I don't think he would say anything about it. And I'm sorry for talking about Jensen Ackles. I'm cutting it off here. Sorry, guys. I feel like I've done you wrong.
He's a very sick man.
He's a sick man. He's an actor. I think we could have ended the convo there.
He's an actor. All right. So also, the last bit of news, an update. My fellow cast girls and lovers, I'm leaving the pod after season 8 is done. So I'm going to be here. We only have the finale. We have this episode, finale, and then we'll have the season 8 feedback episode. And then the winds will take me where they will, away from podcast land.
I think I'm laughing because I'm sad. I don't know what to say.
Like, it goes without saying that we will miss Jess very much. But of course, we are parting on good terms because we simply love her so much. It is impossible to not let her go where the winds of fate will take her. Just like
exactly. If she loves something. You know, everything has its season. True. And my season of podcasting is coming to an end.
Perhaps one day,
and that's what it is.
We will do a podcast again, but certainly not this one, I don't think. I don't think it just doesn't feel like it's in the cards for you. I feel like I'm making this stranger by talking about it.
I was just thinking that, like,
but we can.
You guys have heard us complain about the scheduling.
Yeah.
And I'm not to speak for Jess, but that is probably a big factor because lovely Jess always wakes up at a very early time for us to be able to record, and not very sustainable.
Yeah, and she has shit to do.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard.
It's difficult.
That's all.
Sometimes it's hard and it's difficult.
Sometimes it's...
But we still love her very much.
And there you go.
And if there's something you want us to pass along to Jess, we can certainly do that. But
yes, she will still be alive.
She will still be alive and we will still be in contact.
I plan to keep living.
She plans to keep living.
Even though I won't be podcasting.
This is huge for me. I love when people keep living. Something else that I wanted to say, she will still be around for the recap episode, the feedback episode for season 8, but season 9, she's going her own way and it'll just be me and Ella then. We're not stopping the podcast.
We are not.
Although Jess is leaving.
Jess, I can't believe you're gonna miss human cast. Steve.
If you have anything to say about that, you can tell us and we'll read it out.
Jess, maybe before the feedback episode, you can just do a speed run of your thoughts on the next, 6 seasons or whatever of what happens to Cass.
All you really have to do to make me happy is to say he looks so hot in a stupid little vest, and then I can play that audio whatever.
It does look hot.
At whatever time I need.
Thing is that there is not, here's my take on the rest of the show, there's no character more disrespected on television than Castiel. Angel of the Lord.
That's fair. Laugh. Just have to
what
laugh.
They put my man through. You have to laugh because otherwise you'll weep.
You'll weep. Jess, you have such a way with words. When you write one day, when you decide one day and you're your 60s to write a memoir or perhaps some kind of funny little book, you must contact me and make sure that I have a moment.
When I decide it's time to put pen to paper.
I know you would be a good writer. I just want you to know that. As we speak now, you're incredibly funny. And you have such a way with words.
I feel the same way, Jess, but I am too Australian to be able to be that sincere. So
okay, well, fuck you. Actually,
we can do a proper goodbye when it's officially your last ep. But yeah,
all right, gorgeous.
Whatever. I'll just be nice when I want to. How about that?
No, I appreciate it because I can't say those words. I'm hearing you say them, and I agree with them, but I cannot say them out loud. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's it for our intro, which means it's my turn. So
have we got a cast count this episode?
God.
No.
Oh yeah. I want you to know that unless Ella takes up, I want to say this now, unless Ella takes up the mantle of doing the cast count, I'm not doing that shit. This is being discontinued. That's annoying.
Wait, Jess, how do you even do it? Are you
difficult? She's doing maths while she's watching the episode. No wonder she's leaving.
You watch it with your phone timer out, and then when you see cast go on screen, it helps if you have subtitles because often it will have the in parentheses wings fluttering. Mm-hmm. That's cast if he's appearing off screen. And then you hit start, and then you record for the length of the scene, and then you hit stop, and then you wait for cast to appear again, and then you hit start, and then you hit stop.
Wow.
And sometimes it's hard because you think that he is gone or the scene is over and it's not over. And then, or you miss the start of it. And then you try to kind of guesstimate how long the scene's been running. It's it's not an exact science and it's a pretty stupid thing to do.
It made more sense when we were very deprived of Cass.
Want to do it. But now that we've missed a couple episodes, I'm like,
then you do it then.
Do I have to rectify that data? Do I have to go back? Because I kind of want to be able to say, track. like how long he is actually on the show. And it would be kind of funny to know which episode he's in like the least or whatever.
Do you want us to do stats? Is that what you're saying? You want us to do stats?
I don't know.
About this?
I like stats. I like stats.
I know. That's why I'm asking. And that's why the scared tone in my voice is there.
I don't know.
We can do, it if you want. We'll just have to log it in the episode stuff. We'll just have to go back. But we'll figure it out. We have a lot of time ahead of us to do that. But if you're all ready to get talking about the actual episode, I have a little thing I typed up. That's my summary of what happened this episode. Because I didn't want to do it on the fly. I took a leaf out of someone else's book, Jess. And I watched this episode on 2x speed. Because I thought yesterday I was an hour early. I was like, fuck, you know, I have to get this done.
You got too excited.
Yeah. And then I watched it real quick. All right, let me read for you. Let's pretend I can read slowly. This week, we're curing demons and killing Nephilim. Always remember that our heroes are neither smart nor kind. Sam is doing worse, but they're on the third trial, so that's good news. Anyway, we kick off the episode with a kid from season 1, episode 2's head exploding. Dean is giving Cass a total cold shoulder, and Sam reprimands Dean for this as they go look for a case file that might help them complete the third trial, which is purifying a demon. They find the bunker's dungeon and a film reel, that depicts an attempt at purifying a demon. I think the third trial is actually curing a demon, not purifying a demon. But they don't know what curing a demon means, and so they are like, oh, this might be what that means. So the two of them go off to find a surviving priest that worked on the strange adapted exorcism. And Cass goes grocery shopping. He's the worst customer in the world. Metatron shows up after he's done, and he tells Cass to call him Marv, and starts trying to convince him to complete the trials to shut the gates to heaven so that the angels can sort their own shit out. Cass feels very guilty for how much shit there is in heaven, given everything he did in the past few seasons. Sam and Dean talk to the priest, who points them in the direction of the work of Father Thomas, who was the elder of the two priests who worked on this purifying ritual. And he actually worked up to successfully curing a demon. They decide, hey, fuck it, we still have Abaddon's body and severed head to work with, but they do a shit job and she escapes. Meanwhile, Crowley reveals that he is killing people that the Winchesters saved ages ago to undercut their sense of purpose and accomplishment. Sarah Blake dies, as does the girl who had hearts in her cupcakes, which is witchcraft shit, if I remember correctly. Crowley threatens to find everyone they ever saved if they don't quit the trials and hand over the tablet.
Jess!
Sorry, Jess is updating us with pictures of...
sawing logs.
She's so cute. She
looks like a loaf of bread.
Jess is sending us pictures of her little dog, Rosie, which is why I'm giggling. Okay, Crowley threatens to find everyone they ever saved if they don't quit the trials and hand over the tablet. Metatron spends the episode gradually somehow convincing Cass to actually kill the Nephil, which he only does after it seems like she's going to kill Metatron. We wrap up with a very standard Winchester argument where Dean is saying... no, fuck Crowley, we're gonna get this done. Fuck this guy for real. And Sam's like, I don't know, Dean. I don't want those people to die. We did a lot of work to save them. And he's on his defeatist. He's in his defeatist era. Is that a thing? Anyway, what the fuck ever, it's an episode. And that's my notes. Let's talk about Cass. Is there anything else you want to discuss before we get into the cast of it all? Because I really don't care about the rest of the shit.
Well, we could just generally talk about how they bring back all these people and it's very sad. That's my general notes. Is like, this is very evil of Crowley. And especially you hear like Sarah like has just had like a baby. Like I think she has like a 1-year-old.
1-year-old or a kid that is turning one
And a husband.
Husband who was in search and rescue, and then she says she has a type. That was funny. I thought it was cute. She was like, I like the little heroes.
Episode who played like Tommy Collins. Yeah, Tommy Collins.
If anyone remembers like, that guy, I think he. Yeah.
That's like that's pretty sad. Like his poor like girlfriend is there.
He freaks her the fuck out before his head explodes. It's not great.
The witch episode girl who dies, funnily enough, is named Jenny Klein.
That was cruel. Yeah. Real fucked up.
Yeah, her episode's the one that has like Spike and Cordelia in it.
Oh, wasn't that one? I wasn't sure. I wasn't unsure if I remembered that correctly. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about Spike and Cordelia and their shit. But a different we find out in this episode as well that Crowley's mom was a witch. And he says that she told him a few tricks, but I was like, I don't think she did. I don't see Rowena doing that.
Yeah, I think like if we think about like the timeline, I don't think that that was the case unless he just like observed her doing magic and has copied it. But
yeah, my thoughts on it is that perhaps he spied on his mommy doing magic and he was like, interesting, I'll just be stealing tricks then, which is just exactly his kind of thing, exactly what he would love to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hex bags are so evil. They're just like, whoever the hex is on is gonna choke or whatever. Like, this such.
They're really fucked up. In the terms of magical weaponry that they have in the show, this is probably one of the most fucked up ones that we ever see. Like, or hex bags in general are probably one of the most fucked up ones. Because they're like self-detonating little freak machines. I don't know how else to put it. Like,
yeah, and they can do so many gross, like, things, like, to people. Yeah.
That's the freak part.
Somebody gonna match my freak. Somebody gonna match my nasties. Somebody gonna match my.
I love this. Can we have more of you singing?
Only when the spirit moves me.
Okay.
I'm not a jukebox. You can't just put quarters in.
I don't have any quarters.
Yeah, exactly.
I spent so much money this weekend. Oh my god, it was so bad. Okay.
Quarters seem like such an inefficient like coin.
That's
it's
not
one quarter sense. Of a dollar. Currency. What could be wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't think it's weird at all. I like that.
Like,
they have
what
this.
If you have to? It just doesn't. It's not metric based.
It's one.
It's
quarter
way more
of
metric
a dollar.
Than anything else. It's a quarter of a dollar.
Four
it's
quarters
not...
makes $1. What could be confusing?
Bro, it's
25 cents. Sensical
it's
about
not
that.
Difficult.
Because we have 20 cent coins, so that we
well,
can
we
make
have
you know
change
30
better.
Cents
25.
Or, yeah.
Let's move on.
I have two gripes about the name of this episode.
Go ahead.
So it's not really a clip show episode. Like, it's not, we don't actually see like long clips from the past, and it's not actually like they didn't actually do it like low budget in the present or whatever, because that's what a clip show would usually be for. It'd be like, oh shit, we need another episode, but we don't have enough time to film. Let's like have them all watch old videotapes or something. So that's one thing. Tiny gripe. My second tiny gripe is that when they're watching the projector of like the old film that they find, like the when we see it, we're seeing it in black and white, but we're not seeing it in 4:3. It's for some reason HD black and white widescreen, which really grinds my gears, because I'm like, that's like in the scene they're watching that, so it should look how like they're seeing it. And then in another part of the episode, we're seeing a same flashback, but it's like an audio recording, and so they're listening to an audio recording, but then we see again the same black and white old timey shots, and it's like, no, we were seeing black and white before because they were watching a projector, but now we should just be seeing it like a normal flashback. And like, That just really got me, because I got annoyed at the projector thing, and then when I went back to black and white later, I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
they're not watching a projector anymore. But that is like probably the tiniest gripe I maybe have ever had.
I think so. I think this is something you should have saved for Salt Mine. But that's my opinion.
Sorry,
that's
I just
my
like,
opinion.
Came out of me.
It's just. Yeah, sometimes hate is real, and then you just have to let it go. what did I want to... The Abaddon shit, they are all so stupid in this motherfucking episode. Why would you do that?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, I think that they chose her to be the person that they, you know, quote unquote, test the demon thing out on. Because she, like, when she wakes up, she just starts, like, dumping, like, all this, like, lore. Like, yeah, I did this and I did that. Like, so it's like they needed us to know the timeline of, like, events. But it's like she's the only one who would know.
Yeah, they wanted her back.
Like, when the guy died or whatever.
They wanted her back. But, like, and I understand why. But I just felt like it was so clumsy. And we're, sometimes it does feel like they want us to believe that the Winchesters are smart and capable. And then they do shit like this, and I'm like, yeah. No. Like, yeah. No, right? Are you sure? Are you serious? I don't know. Like, and then this episode...
Maybe if they put the hand box in, like, another room, and they were like, we'll keep them separate. Don't want her, like, getting joined up. And then we see the hand crawl all the way from there or something. But they didn't seem to think that that would happen. And which also, is, again, it's their first time on Earth, I guess.
Yeah,
they didn't
but
know
leaving
that.
Her by herself was crazy. I mean, that was, like, so
dumb. As fuck.
I was like, guys, come on. Like,
I was rolling my eyes so hard, I thought my head was going to burst. Like, these people in the episode. the thing is, like, everyone's stupid this episode. Like, Cass, dumb as dirt this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and also, I feel like a crucial misunderstanding of Cass's character that he would ever even think about weighing the angels against the life of an innocent person. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he's
do you know what I mean? He doesn't like, care about the angels.
Yeah.
My impression of Cass in this episode is that they're really trying to be like, look, he's at rock bottom. Like, Dean's like
Dean is
mad
being
at
mean
him
as
on,
fuck.
Yeah, on top of all this stuff. And it's like, so they're trying to be like, well, look, he's so desperate. You know, it's easy for Metatron to get him on board, but I don't really buy that he wouldn't just talk to Dean and Sam about this a bit more. I don't know. I just don't really, I don't know. That bit I don't get.
Yeah, I buy him going off on his own because this is, like, the crucial Cass mistake that he always does is he's like, I can handle it, and then he fucks up. But I don't buy him killing... or even considering killing this girl for, like, existing, right? Like, I just don't see it. It doesn't make sense to with Cass's characterization to me at all. I think he would be, like, much less trusting of Metatron, considering everything that's gone on.
That's what I thought. Like, he's... I understand him being curious about him and stuff, but...
Yeah.
But there's no reason to immediately be like, wow... Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I'd feel like it's such a, it's like, do you watch this show? Or I think it's just because I'm so focused on Cass as a character that I just like, this is not the kind of mistake he makes. I'm not saying he doesn't make mistakes. I'm just saying if he's going to mess up, it's not going to be this way.
I guess like if we are seeing Cass fuck up, I want to believe the story of how he gets from, like, A to Z fucking up.
Right. And, like, the one thing about, like, Cass is that he's, like, not easily led. So, like, him just, like, immediately falling in with Metatron feels like...
Exactly.
Like, not... doesn't ring true, you know?
Yeah,
particularly after what he's been through. Yeah. Like, I would think that he would be maybe less trusting. Like, he killed that other angel the last time we saw him. Who was, you know, spitting philosophical, like, at him.
Right.
Like, about things. Like, so he seems strong in his convictions then.
I totally agree.
Yet this episode he seems more lost or something.
Yeah.
In 821, you're right. He seems very, very convinced of everything he's doing. And now it's like his dejection at losing the tablet and therefore... And, I mean, everything happening in 817, and then Dean is so angry at him that he's all, like, puppy that has been kicked.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to believe that maybe he's feeling even more hopeless because he's, like, also, in the last episode, found out that, like, he has been reset so many times? Like, is that supposed to just be, like, implicit?
Okay, but this is the show where, like, nothing is implicit.
They
do you
don't
know
really
what I
mention
mean?
That.
Like...
Like, did Dab watch the episode before?
I don't know. I would believe it about a better show if we were supposed to think, okay, he is down because of shit went wrong. But I think even at the end when he was confronting Naomi, he was still very absolute in his convictions. And when he was talking to Ion and shit, he was like, everything matters. You're so wrong. Right? So this episode feels like I don't know who this guy is, you know?
Or even in the start of the episode, when Dean is like angry at him and then he goes to the grocery store and there's that whole scene. He seems like he's trying to like reconnect with Dean and obviously is kind of like, well, I'm with Dean and Sam now. And so you think, okay, well, like maybe they're going to like team up. And, you know, he helps them when they're looking at the footage they found in the dungeon. Like he's talking about it. And yeah, I don't know. And then it's like, well, as soon as he kind of gets distracted by Metatron, we don't really see him kind of think, well, like, I'm going to immediately go tell Dean and Sam about this. Like, he spends that whole day getting crepes and then just hanging around for her to finish work, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't really buy that. I wish maybe Metatron was more...
convincing at all?
I don't know, more charming or something. I think, yeah. But to me, he just has zero swag. I don't see Cass getting charmed by that. And then I do agree, like you said, that he seems to have killed her in the end because she's, like, fighting back.
Yeah.
And he didn't, like, intend to kill her. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how they go next episode. When I realized that they didn't meet up till this episode, him and Metatron, I was like, wait, so he tricks him, essentially, in one episode?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make, like, sense.
So quick.
Can I say something real quick? What you said, he has no swag. It just reminded me of one of my favorite images of all time. Swag license revoked over a dead looking SpongeBob. I will have to find it because this needs to be shared.
Okay.
I think that's the core of my issue with this episode is everyone's fucking dumb. Everyone's dumb as shit. And it's really frustrating to watch because it's like, yeah. No, I know these guys.
Yeah, and like I was trying to like wrap my head around, like, okay, so what is Dean so mad about? And it's like, okay, he's mad at him for fucking up, right?
Right.
And it's like, okay, that's valid because obviously that was like very crazy what happened to them in the like fucking Lucifer's what's it called? Crypt thing. That makes sense, but like I don't really buy that he's not kind of more immediately like, okay, I'm pissed, but like we have bigger fish to fry. He seems like, I don't know, even like Sam, you know, Sam says to him, what's the quote? He's like, I had it pulled up, but I got out. You know, he's like, you know, essentially like give him a break or whatever. And then Dean says, if anybody else did that, I would stab them in the neck on principle. Why should I give Cass a free pass? And Sam says, because it's Cass. But it's like, bro, you are already giving him a free pass if you're not stabbing him in the neck. So you need to answer that question yourself.
He's like, no, I should just be allowed to bully him until he makes a worse mistake, and then I can say that I was right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and the cast in that scene when Dean's kind of berating him, I almost am like, Cass, like, get mad at him.
Right.
Like, but Cass is so just
so
like
mean. Yeah. And Cass is just like, oh, whatever. Because Dean like, is just like, he's just like up. Punishing him. It's like awful.
It sucks to watch.
Yeah, because like Cass is trying to apologize.
And he won't listen to him.
And he like says, he's like sorry for everything.
He won't listen to him even a little
And then
bit.
Dean's just like starts listing all the stuff. And he's like, yes. And then he says, it's not going to cut it, not this time. So you can take your little apology and cram it up your ass. And then Cass says, I thought I was doing the right thing. Yeah, you always do.
That was rough.
And it's like, he was doing the right thing because, like, what else could he have done?
Do you know what I think? Like, yeah, he's most...
Okay,
yeah,
so what if he goes with Dean? Like, is he... That's not, like, in hiding. He had to go into hiding. I think maybe he could have communicated better, like, popped into a dream once in a while and been like, I'm all good. I'm doing something, you know, but again... Cass thinks he can do everything on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So that does track. But yeah, I don't know. This is feeling very like when the boys, like the two boys have like manufactured drama for the episode. That's what this feels like.
You make a very good point.
I don't like it. I like when they disagree, but.
But this just felt so. I just don't think
there's much of a point.
Yeah.
I think the thing is that we're, I guess, supposed to read it as Dean is mostly angry that Cass didn't trust them and in particular him. Because he says it like twice. He's like, you didn't trust me. Right? Like specifically. And I was like, okay, fair point. Really interesting.
Right.
But I do think that's interesting because I think that is a big deal for him. And he repeatedly fights with Sam and Cass about it. Every time they decide to do something without consulting him.
You're right. It is not out of character. I think for it's either out of character
for Cass. Not talk to Dean about it. I think he would absolutely not talk to Dean about it. But I do think it doesn't make sense that he would trust the angels, any angel, with anything they say right now. Right?
Yeah, especially after 817. Yes, absolutely.
Like, he makes this big deal about he has to protect the tablet not only from the angels, but also from Dean. But the angels are a very big part of who he's running from. They're, like, the main deal. So, I don't get this. Truly don't.
I'm going to have to watch out for Cass in the next step because I really don't have, like, a strong memory of it. The only thing I remember from the next ep is that scene at the bar. Yeah, he
looks at him sadly and then I talk.
Gay little scene at the bar.
I wanted to give a shout out to this episode for having the little popcorn and the tinfoil. That was real fun. When they're going to watch this demonic exorcism or whatever and they made popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Cass is the only one eating popcorn. He doesn't have to eat, but he wants popcorn.
He's like, let me check this out.
I think it's the texture. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the line, like, when Sam is like, maybe in our dungeon. Cass is like, you're what?
Really good.
You're what?
That's a classic. No,
I mean, there are, like, little moments in this episode that are good, for sure. But I just did not feel like this was a... Like, I'm sorry. Sometimes we are mean about this episode for no reason. Or about an episode for no reason, just because it doesn't have enough Cass or whatever.
I also was feeling quite negative on it. And then I'm like, is this just because I'm like feeling sick? When Sam was like describing his symptoms, like everything but coughing up blood is also how I've been feeling. So very relatable situation.
It like cracked me up every time Sam coughs and then his hand was like full of blood. I was like, oh my god,
so fucking funny. And so he looked so stupid doing it. I was like,
you are so dying on TV.
It's gotta be one of like the best tropes.
What my favorite part of it is that he's coughing up blood into this very neat pool, which is not how it looks when you cough up blood or cough up anything for that matter. Have you guys not seen the little charts of how germs are spread when people cough? Are you dumb? Be real.
Yeah, like, what kind of sick is he that he has full-on red blood that it can pool in your hand coming out of his mouth? There should be some gross mucus, like, involved.
Remember when the show used to be gross in a way that was, like, it felt gross? Like, it felt real? Remember that?
The deaths are quite gross in this episode. When his head explodes at the start, that was pretty gnarly. And also, like, Sarah Blake's death is pretty just like scary because it's like just dead. I liked her talking to Sam. I liked their little conversation.
Yeah, it was good. It felt very chill.
Again, Sam is just collecting women. Like he will have women all good over the country.
I'm sorry. I feel so uninspired to talk about this episode. I feel really bad because I'm like, we usually do a very in-depth take on this episode. I just feel like it's like not that
interesting.
It's so nothing. Can we talk about
something that is interesting is, I guess, that it brings up the concept of like a Nephilim.
Yeah.
Or a Nephilim, which is they pronounced it slightly differently than they pronounce it later in the episode, in the season. I think this is like I wonder if this is like the first episode. Yeah. So I think this is like the first episode that like an actual character, like I think it's only her.
She's supposed to be the only
Jane,
one.
And Jack.
She's supposed to be the only one in the world currently, but Metatron could easily be lying. Which again, it is crazy to me that Cass doesn't question that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that kind of reminds me of what's his name?
Oh,
Jesse,
yeah,
the little kid with
supposed
the crazy superpowers.
Right.
It's like they sometimes like use something that is like crazy heavy lore and then don't fill it out. And obviously with Jack it gets filled out, but Jack is like because Lucifer is like an archangel, the power dynamic is a bit different. Whereas this kind of one, I guess we can just assume that it's like a regular angel. And also the fact that, yeah, sorry, that she could see them, but
weird,
they couldn't
right?
see her. And I think that kind of goes against, because I feel
had
like
Lily
yeah,
Sunder.
Jack
yeah.
has wings, right?
We haven't had Lily Sunder
yeah.
yet, which is in season 12. I'm very excited to do that. May Yaki live forever. That was one of my favorite episodes of the show, I have to say.
Thousand years.
It's a very interesting concept that they sort of skate over. There's a lot of those in this episode. What else did I think was really... I guess the hex bags are also really interesting. They skate over that. But they have since Infinity. So I'll see if I can think of the other ones. Maybe I'll slip them in post.
Whose dog is barking? Is that Rosie?
No, Rosie's snoring.
That's Taz. Listen
to
this. Come on, Taz.
Okay, yeah. Let her hear this. That's so good.
That's so,
so good.
Loud.
She gets her mic all up in Rosie's face. Oh my god. So
wow.
good. Oh my goodness.
There we go.
That's beautiful.
Gosh. Yeah, I put the mic right by her little tiny snoring nose.
Do dogs get allergies?
They just snore.
I don't know. She just snores like that. She's just like a little old lady.
She's loud. Oh my god, speaking of old so lady cute. Animals, do you think Vhagar snores, Jess?
Yeah, I think she does. I think and like a little smoke
yes,
comes out
yes,
too.
Yes. Classic, beautiful. At least, if nothing else, we can give you guys the beautiful image of a giant fucking dragon snoring. So think about that. If you think that this
yeah.
is a lame episode of the cast,
but think
cast,
about that. Why don't you?
Think about that.
Why don't you think about
that? For like
that?
A second.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like maybe. Oh my god. What did I want to say?
Think about it.
God, this episode is so...
I wanted to bring up, so if we're talking
yeah.
about just random stuff that it touches on in this episode, I like that it seems like Crowley is using the supernatural books to find their
yeah.
like old victims.
Love that.
Which also kind of implies that like maybe they're
oh, yeah.
named in the
Fully.
Books. Like like how did he find specifically?
To be fair, he says he also has a research team and they make a big mess in the towns that they go to. And I was like, once again, they're bad at their job. Gotcha. So they might have just been named by first name or whatever, by pseudonyms, but they just find the events
yeah.
that match up to around the time and then they do it that way.
Yeah, because it's like obviously Sam and Dean have the same names in the books, but it's like how much of the book lore is just exactly what we saw in the show, or yeah, is it like another filter with people have different names or whatever.
Would be hilarious if it was exactly the same.
I feel like it is. I'm trying to think of other times it's on the show.
Chuck is bad at this. He did not consider the implications or the consequences that this might have. What else did I want to tell you guys? Oh, can we talk about the fact that the purification process of like curing a demon of being a demon?
Yeah.
is done by injecting purified blood that is purified by going to confession or just confession. I don't know if it says like it has to be done within the Catholic Church. I guess theoretically you could do that.
Yeah.
His own blood into the demon's like possessed body. And he does it several times. I thought that was an interesting sequence where he asks how it felt to eat the guy, the guy's kids.
Yeah, that was like pretty well done as well. Like the actor did a really good job. I did not enjoy seeing like a white priest talk to like a black man, but as is television, I guess. But yeah, the acting was pretty good in that scene.
Yeah, the guy who plays Peter Kent's really good. Let me see who it is so we can name drop him. Mm-hmm. Let's give him some respect.
I got it. Amari Newton.
Amari Newton, you are...
God, there's this like screenshot in like the wiki that is just like... Looks like it's from an actual like old movie. Very like... Yeah, that was really great.
Yeah, that's really good.
I like the building up of the like... Man of Letters lore. I don't think it's always fun, but it's like, yeah, cool. Like maybe they did do some research that might actually be helpful, but it's, I feel like we haven't had like something new in terms of the demon lore for a while. This is quite interesting. The boys seem quite shocked by when they're listening to the tape. It's like, it's like a bit of a game changer kind of thing to know because it's like,
yeah, I think, yeah. I think what's interesting is the idea that, first of all, that it's not just a spiritual purification that happens when you go to confession or whatever. It actually purifies your blood. Really cool. Cool thing you could have done more with.
Yeah, I think something that like annoyed me with that is that I feel like confession is like such a specific type of like worship, and I almost wish that it was like maybe something more broad, like maybe getting blessed by a holy person or something like that. Just because it feels very much like, well, what is it? Essentially, only Catholicism that like, does something like that, or like Christianity. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, Christianity on the whole likes confession, even if it's not formally like in Catholicism. The idea of confessing your sins to like a spiritual leader or someone who's like a spiritual mentor to you is still big in Protestantism.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just don't like it because I just don't like the whole idea of like having to confess.
Well, no one loves it.
Kind of stuff, but it just grinds my. Well, you know what I mean. Like, I kind of wish it was something more like maybe ritualistic or something. Like, I don't know.
It could be interesting that. Okay, because the people doing this are Catholic priests, right? So maybe that's only their take on it. It would be cool to see other people approach it differently. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just, like, a time where this show defaults to, like, Christianity instead of, like, remembering that they actually introduced that other religions exist in this world and, like, even other gods.
It could be cool if someone who did, like, I don't know, like, who had for example, a blessing. I don't know. It could be cool. It could be cool. Mm-hmm. Like, different takes on it, like you said. But especially because it's such a sort of a diasporic kind of a religion. It could be interesting. That's all I'm saying. But again, dropping the ball. Mm-hmm. 1,000 threads never pulled.
Yeah.
This is that show.
I wonder... We so recently heard Sam talk about his own blood being purified. So I never really noticed that before, that it's like he said he notices that as part of the trials, and then the last like trial being like you're about to purify a demon. And it's like, ooh.
Mm.
I don't know. I like that.
Become pure.
The concept of purifying a demon in the first place is very, very interesting. Like massive.
I can't remember what they say exactly, but they do kind of, I feel like they do kind of discuss like, well, it's, you know, they're still in some poor person, but then they're like, you know, healed. Like could, if you cured a demon, could they then like smoke out and go somewhere else? right? They're not like stuck in the body.
That's the thing, is that I feel like
that's what I'm asking. Like, what does it do to a demon?
Yeah.
Do they just live as a human now? Because we know that a demon is essentially just a fucked up human being. Like, their spirit is so tortured and defiled, if you will, like cut up and sewn together how many times or whatever.
And so, yeah, do they then go to heaven when they die?
Right.
Or would they go to the empty?
I truly don't know. But question. Like, I guess
we don't know.
The empty comes in later, I believe. It doesn't really appear until like season 12, season 13. Not really in anything. Haha. Until then. But it's not to me, it's not as interesting where they go. It's like, I want to know, how do they move through the world? Are they just a human being living in the body of the person they possessed now? And killed?
Yeah, and are they hearing, like, if the person hasn't died yet, you know how, like, they will eventually die? It's like, what if they're still alive and it's like both of their souls are like in the one body?
I think that was interesting. It would basically parallel Cass, wouldn't it? Like season 9 Cass, where he's living in a body that's not his, but he's also not an angel, right?
Yeah, and like, I don't know, like, was it kind of like they wanted Crowley to be like a bigger part of the show, and so like in the next season, you know, he has like that whole bit, and so it's like, was it just kind of, I don't know, like, it's just, what were they thinking? Like, because I feel like there's so many Grammys, as we always talk about, but that's okay.
Like, again, we could talk about the implications of this episode more than we can talk about the episode itself, which I think is a sign of a badly written episode. You know what I mean?
Well, it's supposed to be like the penultimate, like.
So be good then.
It's like the next episode is the finale, and I feel like the next episode has to do so much, because this episode is like, this episode's revving up for all that stuff. But yeah.
Do you mean that this episode is sort of setting up the pins so that the next one can knock them down?
Yeah, but the whole season should be setting up the pins, and then it should be penultimate. Crazy shit starts to happen. Finale, crazy shit wraps up.
Yeah.
That's, if I was in the writer's room in 2013.
How old were you?
I would have been like, maybe we could cut 20.
Okay, you could have been there. Yeah, if you were been there.
Because especially I think it's like 5 episodes that we didn't cover. I feel like they could have stretched out this like Metatron stuff a bit earlier, and I don't know. That's okay. they were whipping out these episodes very quickly. No need. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be mean, but like, bad writing is bad writing. This wouldn't be better if they had a bigger budget, you know? Perhaps it might be better if they had more time, but they have made good episodes in this kind of timeline before, so I don't really understand. Okay, you know what? Sometimes you're gonna have a bad one. You can't have a good one every time. But yeah, this one is a nothing episode. Nothing burger.
Yeah. To get back to Cass.
Get back to Cass.
Do you want to talk about the shopping scene?
He's the worst customer in the world.
Yeah,
I feel so bad for that guy.
He's so funny.
Cracking the egg. Stop it.
Like, what's he doing with the eggs?
Like, why? Like, why this? Why now, Cass?
I wonder what the texture is like. He's bored.
I think my favorite one was when he, like, leaves the fridge door open and the guy, like, comes over and closes it. Like, I just like that one the best.
He's
maybe.
So funny.
I'm less into when he, like, grabs him by the collar, but.
I don't like that.
I don't know. Not really my
humor. I thought it was stupid. Yeah. And he's like, I need pie. I'm like, shut up. Do you guys not know?
Jess, do they really sell like pie like this?
Surely they have to.
I don't know. Girl. I don't fucking know.
Well, I have to ask you. You're the
expert.
They're
in Canada. That's
on USA America.
Shit, okay. I don't know.
Okay. Say that. That's the truth. It's not filmed in the USFA.
There's not apple pie at every single truck stop in the US of A?
I don't know.
Can you
stop that shit
immediately? Please stop talking that way.
I just don't know.
If Jesse's leaving us, one of us has to be American. I'm practicing.
One of you has to.
You know what? We'll get someone, like, I'll ask Jeremy every now and then, can you film a clip of yourself being American? Or not film. Can you record a clip of yourself being American just for balance? And we'll just have that playing at some point. We'll make a soundboard. Americanism soundboard.
I'm checking my notes. One thing Metatron does say that I think is interesting is that he says, he's like, oh, Naomi's not running things, because that Cass assumes that.
Mm.
He's like, there's factions.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's what we talked about this last episode, like, what is going on up there. So that does make sense that Naomi would be like, I'm the leader of heaven, but there's other people who are like, no, she's not. Like, there's other stuff. I don't think we ever really see it, but that's okay.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I had to get up to close the door again, because Jack keeps coming in through the door. Eating some food, going out through the window, coming back in through the door.
Terrible.
But yeah, what you were saying, she's a little pissed. I love her so much. Naomi, right? Like, the idea that she's a player and all, very interesting, makes a lot of sense. I like the idea of her jostling for power now with this vacuum that has finally sprung up, because Raphael's gone. Pretty much all the archangels are taken off the board, right? So, and Cass is fucked up immensely. After taking Raphael off the board, he's like sort of had a little bit of a collapse, and it's like, okay, you know. That's interesting. But how does Metatron know these things? What, he's back on? He's listening again?
Yeah. I also, with Metatron, I got the impression that he was like a bit more of a recluse, but then when he meets up with Cass, he's like, oh, I know this place to get crepes.
When was he out getting crepes? None of this makes any sense.
Why is he Merv?
Andrew, did you watch the show? Just be honest.
That was fun, though, because one, that crepe sounds really nice. It was like caramel apple or something. Good. Yum. Two, I liked how Jane was like, she obviously could see there were angels, but she like is hitting on Cass regardless.
I mean, she's living her life. I can't fault her.
Yeah, she says he's cute and funny.
Good for her. She tried. On another note, did Crowley not seem weirdly, like, more overtly sexual than he usually does to you this episode? Or was that just me?
I think that might have just been you.
He definitely was, like, yeah. Okay. But he's definitely, like, very,
He's very so evil. Villainous. Like, I was like, oh my god, Crowley.
And he goes in on the boys, like, about how they don't think about, like, the people they hurt, but they... It's like, it's very personal for him.
Yeah.
Again, like, he cares so much about Sam and Dean.
He's such
and
a
they're
freak.
Just like, stop. Yeah, like, he's really obsessed with them in a way that they're not obsessed with him.
He read the novelization of their lives, bro. He is so weird. Is there anything else to say here? This episode, nothing.
There's like nothing to say.
I feel so bad because I'm going to make, like, people are going to listen to this and they're like, what did you add? And I'm like, there's nothing to work with.
We tried so hard. We tried so hard.
Maybe we can do some more singing.
I was about to say, just like Linkin Park said, we tried so hard.
And got so far.
Yeah.
There you go.
We didn't get very far.
There's actually no music in this episode. So even if we were like, what's something else we can talk about? There's no music. Yeah. There's only this, you know, the score.
Sam is using a 16mm projector.
Yes.
Those were mainly used for like amateurs, so like exactly how Sam is using it is like how they would be used. Most commercial film,
fun.
35mm, 70mm is more like feature films that you see at the movies. Of course, now everything is digital. Basically, there you go. Yeah.
And Jess, as I predicted, it wouldn't have been in like 16:9 or whatever, it would be like in a different, it would either be like
1:4:3
it would just be in a more commercial, like,
yeah, it would be in a different aspect ratio. But to be honest, I really get confused about all those, like, so I don't know like exactly what it would be, but yeah, it wouldn't be 16:9 because that's a digital aspect ratio. So like most at home digital, so like DVDs, obviously streaming, all of that is 16:9. But if you go to see something in a movie theater or like something being projected from film, it'll be in a different size. And that all has to do with like the actual physical size of the film and then whether it has audio track on it, because that's also embedded in the film. So the audio track accommodating that will change the size of the film as well. And so
I've just looked into super like 16 cameras, well, you know, film cameras. Essentially the standard one is the aspect ratio I'm thinking of, which is about 3:4. It's a little bit bigger than that. But they also had like super 16, but yeah, that doesn't seem like, that seems like it was used for film. For the Paramount format. So yeah, I doubt they would have that.
At this point, we're just giving you trivia.
Yeah.
This is how bad it is. Yeah. I don't know, guys.
Either way, the general feel of this episode is very Blair. And I'm glad it wasn't just me because I didn't want to be bringing negative vibes to the episode if you guys were like, I liked it. So
no, it's like there's like nothing here.
It's ludicrously nothing. Yeah. I feel so bad. I just checked our recording time. It's like around 1:30. We were already, we'd been saying there's nothing to talk about this episode. Which is usually like, usually our episodes are like almost 2 hours long, if not longer. So I feel really, this one's going to be shorter than usual.
I wanted to shout out the minutia section of the wiki, which always brings some really
silly shit,
interesting little facts. Mm. Sorry, it wasn't the minutia one this time. It was the trivia and references. Dean says, "Yeah, I think it's time we put Humpty Dumpty back together again." And they've let us know Humpty Dumpty is a nursery rhyme about an anthropomorphic egg that falls off a wall and cannot be put back together.
Okay, I have to say something. Love, I'm very happy that people make references to things that are assumed to be universally known. However, if you are watching Supernatural, right, surely you have to know a little bit more about, like, at least that basic knowledge of Western culture, if you will.
No, you can't be sure.
You know,
you can't be sure.
That's the basis. You just can never know.
Another one of them for this episode is Abaddon's disembodied hand moving around after escaping the box is reminiscent of Thing in the Addams Family. It's like, yep.
I don't know.
You wouldn't have picked that up?
You don't know Thing?
You don't know about Thing?
Okay, that's going, you don't this know is going Thing? In my American okay. soundboard that I'm making. Oh, for when I miss you. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You don't know Thing?
It's just like, I don't know why they seem really obvious to me this week. Like, it says Crowley, toot bloody sweet. Toot sweet means right now in
there
French.
You go.
Yeah. Like, why are they could do this with every line if they're gonna get that specific with it.
This makes me think of that Deanism's Tumblr account where they try and explain. But can I say something? That's actually a necessary public work, right? That's a service where someone is trying to go through every episode of Supernatural and figure out what he's referencing every time he opens his stupid fucking pop culture pulled mouth.
Ridiculous guy. I hope all of those snores are in this podcast.
You know it will be.
It might.
I hope.
Yeah.
If it's not, I'll just throw one in.
I hope the mic is picking it up.
Yeah, isolate those like good ones that you got earlier.
Oh yeah.
My God. Definitely. She's like really snoring. All right. Let's go.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's freaking go.
This sucks. Let's leave.
I was just reading my notes to see if there's something we didn't cover. Cass does say to Sam, "You're getting worse." I like that. I like when he.
I like. When
I love
says
when Cass
that
just like gets Sam.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, just
blunt.
Get him.
Yeah.
He's like, "You're so fucked up, bro." It's not untrue.
Yeah. I also got a bit sad. There's something that Cass says. He says, yeah, so Metatron says about heaven, it's all broken. And Cass says, "I know, I'm the one who broke it."
Slay. Sorry, slay. What do you want?
Yay! There was a time when I thought I could lead our people, but I was mistaken. I spilled so much blood, and I've tried to atone for my sins, and I did penance, and I... sighs, it says, "Protect my friends to protect our secrets, but I've just failed, and now." And then Metron says, "Look, I know, but now the angels' heaven need someone to come to the rescue. They need us." And he says, "Us?" yeah, so it's, he's really just tricking him. But I, like we said before, I just don't buy that Cass would be so trusting of him.
It's not that I don't think Cass can be gullible. It's that I think in this situation, he is primed to not trust a random angel. You know?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's all I got. I think that is all I got. Again, if you're going to rewatch the episode, pay attention to how they say Nephilim, because it sounds weird to the ear. Yeah. And I don't know which one's correct. Maybe the one they say later isn't correct and this is the correct one, but it's giving... the way that Sam said Castiel.
Hey, guys, both are incorrect because they're talking about the singular and Nephilim is plural. So.
Yeah, so then what is it? What is it supposed to be?
Like, Nephil.
Nephil.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you pronounce it that way, but the I-M is a suffix that means plural. It makes plural. So, yeah. Same way as, like, seraphim and seraph. Yeah, it all adds up when you think about it. Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, it could be one of those things where it's, like, a show will just make their own word, but it's
annoying.
Well,
it's a real fucking word, though, isn't it? That is used in real,
sometimes,
like...
Sometimes they just do that.
Real mythology. Like, I don't, you know, just thinking about it. Anyway, take us out, Ella. We need to get out of here. This place sucks.
Let's, like, look, I think next episode is a good episode from what I remember.
This one's bad.
On to better things.
Next one's fun. On to better things. If you're listening to this in the future and you're like Maddie, I think, who said she's only on, like, episode 24 or whatever, then you're safe and you're having a great time. Good for you. But if you're waiting for these as they come out.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Are they, like, that? They don't know that we, they probably, if episode 24, they don't know that we, like, we're not going to respond to that ask in, like, on Tumblr. So
oh
they
God.
Probably won't know that we've responded until they get up to this episode.
We should do something about how we do this. We should, because, yeah, we should think
about
that.
Well, this is
logistically
for next season.
Next season.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Well, it's like a time capsule. She'll get here eventually and it'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God. Wait. I got sad about this when we were on the call yesterday, but I think it was before you logged on, Jess. So this is like the first time we see Cass in the bunker, right?
Oh yeah.
And
yeah, I forgot to mention this.
And they find the dungeon that Cass dies in this episode too. Like,
damn, that's
first
crazy.
Time he's in there, yeah.
I didn't like that. I didn't like. I was like trying to figure it out, and I was like, "No, this is his first episode there, right?"
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm misremembering.
Because he's like saying, "Oh, I like this bunker. It's nice, you know, shit like that."
Yeah, and he's like asking questions about it. Yeah. But yeah, sad.
Your tomb, boy.
Why would you say that?
Because I'm evil. We gotta go.
That's so fucked up.
We gotta go.
Okay, guys. Now, I want to know, we're all going to the salt mines, and I want to know from Ilsa first.
Me?
What has made you salty this week?
Well, I think I've already covered how much I don't think this is a good episode. To pick something, I dislike it very much when our heroes are stupid. I can handle it when they make a mistake every now and then. I find that interesting. But the shit with Abaddon, that is the dumbest fucking sequence of events I think we've ever seen them engage in. And,
yeah.
And it's, she's a knight of hell. Are you serious?
It's, yeah, and they know she's more powerful than a regular demon, right? Like, they saw her
before. Know that. They know that. It's in, like, the previous Leon or whatever.
Yeah. And she, like, doesn't get killed by, you know, all the things.
And in the previous Leon or whatever, they have Dean, like, smugly telling her that they're going to cut her up into stakes and bury each of them into cement. Separate from her head, and her head can't smoke out because there's a bullet in it. Ha! And then they didn't do that. They didn't do that. It would have been a good plan. But, like, you know, I don't know. It just
pissed me off.
That's what pissed me off this episode.
Jessica, what about you? I don't know why I'm using your full name.
Yeah, people can't know that's my name. They'll never figure it out if you don't say it. A Dean. I'm putting the whole man in my salt locket. Fuck you.
Just throw him away. He sucks so bad in this episode. Get over yourself, man. Really?
But I'm putting him in my salt mine, and I'm kicking him down the street. Fuck you.
It's not my favorite type of angry Dean. I don't like when he is just at this, like, simmering pissed off. I like when he maybe, like, starts off high and then, like, almost, like, feels bad about it or something. Like, there needs to be some dynamic.
Yeah, by the end he's begging. I enjoy that because he is pathetic and he should beg.
He should never be speaking to Cass that way.
No.
Ever.
It's not okay.
Cass looks so sad.
Ew.
Anyway.
Boo. Throw that whole man in the salt mine. Dehydrate him. Like a little, bug or something. Like
fish.
Dehydrate him and pin him to some cardboard. I don't care anymore. I hope he dies.
Jerky that man. What's that South African jerky?
Biltong.
I can't say it.
Biltong. Yeah. Make that man into biltong. I've had enough of him. What is yours, Ella?
As I said, I agree with both of yours.
Thank you.
But the black and white film really got me because it's like they're going to so much effort to make it look old, but it just doesn't look right. Why not go to the 3-4 ratio? People can understand. What, just show the projector in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You never see, like, them literally watching the screen, and I just think that's lazy and messy. And again, I want them to hear the audio flashback, but then we see it how it happened because of the magic of TV. It doesn't have to be black and white because it's not the film. Anyway, again, this revs me up. Also, what is
this is the strangest thing to hate.
It just got me. Ilsa, what's in your heart locker this week?
I do think that Cass being the world's worst customer is really delightful. He is just, I think I've posted about this multiple times because I find it so fucking funny. And then the wheel turns and next season he's working in a customer service job. And then, you know, I mean,
I really thought about
and he's
that.
He's bad at that, like, too. I love him so much.
He's wearing almost the same outfit. Like,
yeah, it's this the guy. Best
situation. Yeah.
It's really good. I also like when Cass isn't immediately likable to strangers, because you see so much of that in, like, fandom readings of him. It's like, sometimes he is, yeah, but oftentimes he's just doing whatever the fuck he wants. And I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, totally. Like in fic, when sometimes Dean will meet him and be like, what's this guy's deal? Because, like, he's just not a super, like, his charm is very specific.
Yeah.
Like, especially in cases like with this guy, he's obviously, like, this guy's having, like, one of the worst day at work he's probably ever had.
I mean, it's bad. He's not having a good time. I had to go and close the fridge door behind a guy and then he broke an egg and at some point he grabbed me by the collar, I don't know what I would do, but it wouldn't be pretty.
Oh, egg on the ground. Got to be one of the worst spills. It's awful. It starts no good to, like, way to clean dry it out.
It can chill. There's no good
and
way.
And yeah, you, like, try and wipe it and the whole, like, white just moves as one.
And it's going to stink no matter what you do. It's going to stink until you mop that floor at the end of the day. It's not like you can necessarily mop it during the day, depending on how busy the place is that you work at. you have to just sort of get at it with some paper towels and some cloth and some disinfectant and hope for the best. But you know you're going to smell that egg for the rest of the day. Probably even when you go home.
You're going to use multiple paper towels.
You're going to use so many, bro. So many. Yeah, I'm sorry. So many things that are ruining this man's life. Like, just his day, because he opened an egg to see it, like, crash to the ground. And I really enjoyed that about him, that he sucked in that moment. Really good.
Jess, what about you?
I like when the waitress flirts with Cass. I know cute. That he kills her later. But before that, it's pretty cute.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Rest yeah. in peace, Jane.
Sorry
to RIP.
I like that she had like white eyes.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so slightly yeah. different.
It was pretty fun.
Like, yeah.
I like when they put a little flavor on it, you know?
Silvery.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they were going to do more with that and then obviously didn't do it until Jack.
When they were going to do more of that and then they didn't. The supernatural story. Like.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I would say that in mine, just because I can't think of anything else more specific, it's probably that they slyly introduced the concept of Rowena.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like,
yeah.
Crowley having a mom. I like that little breadcrumb.
Yeah.
Like we said, is it on purpose? Who knows? I don't think like she doesn't come for a while, so
oh my God.
Yeah. I like that. I like that leads to something yeah, it's, cool in the future.
It's nice because in another show, I would be like, oh, nice. How very subtle that it's like this early on. And then I'm like, it's not on purpose.
It's suspiciously subtle for them.
It's not on purpose. Someone else just was just like, hey, didn't we say that? And then everyone was like, yeah, we should do that. And then they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? It still works. So it's still fun. And I actually can't wait until we meet Rowena, which will not be for a while because she and Cass don't see each other forever. But they
yeah,
do meet. Unlike,
I forgot that. So it's, yeah. They do meet. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, you win some, you lose some.
Okay. Well, I think we thoroughly covered this.
As good as we could.
What do the kids yeah. say? A very mid episode.
Oh my God. Okay.
What?
It's just your clear discomfort with using the term. It's not even the fact that you said mid. It's just like. Okay. Anyway, continue.
I often have discomfort using any term, so I'm
why
glad
are you doing a podcast? What?
I
working through your
I'll
fears.
I'll just make up my own terms.
You're
and then
working through your fears and your discomfort. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being brave.
Yeah. Mm. I'm being so brave. And I would like to thank our listeners for listening. If I feel like this episode, if I listened, I feel like I'd be like, okay, now I'm a bit bummed out. Like, so I hope they don't feel like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel like there has to be something we can do to make this better, but it's not coming to me. So you know what? I'll throw something funny in the edit somewhere.
Okay.
I'll find something funny.
What could you do? You could record like maybe Jack meowing or something.
Do you want some more snores? Do you want more?
More snores, always.
Let's get some nice clean.
Get some clean snores for us. Oh my God. The long pauses between snores is really scary. I'm like, did she die?
Yeah, like, can dogs get sleep apnea?
I'm scared. There she is.
Sorry, I'll continue the exit. Yeah. Yeah, we love you so much. Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you guys aren't too sad about Jess leaving. You can be sad. Please tell us in the ways in which you were sad and any last words you want to say to her.
Oh God, last words.
She's dying, so.
What a little bean.
She's so
It's hard to get a good angle on it.
She's like as big as your hand.
Okay, that is like, the angle though. That is not how big she is.
I know, but obviously I mean the angle. I don't think.
But she is just like a little teeny tiny little thing.
She's small, but I've seen her on your lap.
Like an old lady.
Sometimes I think she is. So,
okay.
My dad is starting to get shorter, I think.
That's really funny.
Wow, your dad and my dog.
All together now. Becoming
small.
Your dad and my dog does sound like, I don't know, like a boy genius song or something.
Oh my God.
Something, yeah.
Something for sure.
Okay, wait. I forgot to say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Really good.
Catch you soon. I almost said next week, but let's not write checks that I can't keep with my mouth.
Catch you at some Thursday or Friday or Saturday in the near future.
Sometime.
Yeah.
In a future that exists near you.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Love you guys. Keep well.
What a day.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, I might not actually be recording for some reason.
Ooh, that sucks.
Hello? Hello? Hi. All right, hang on.
It's fine. This is a beautiful...
Let me go back and see what the last thing I got
beautiful
was.
Beautiful intro, and I will be using the Craig audio for that. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Oh, no, it was. It was just, like, weird. Oh,
okay. Maybe there was just a little processing lag.
I just had, like, it has, like, a really long, like, tail on it. I'm not really sure why.
Strange.
I'm going to start recording from right here. Okay. Now we're recording.
Now we're recording.
And
there's
my beautiful waveform.
You can see her.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry, guys. My recording is, like, stressing me the fuck out. I think my computer is, like, it's just, like, taking a long time to, like, put in
the waveform. Like, it's delayed?
Yes. Yeah. And it's making me freaking nervous.
Is there anything you can, like,
but
close or anything?
Well, that's what I was looking at, but I don't have any programs open that are, like, especially taxing.
Okay. Any tabs?
I have a million tabs open, but I have to keep that back.
You shouldn't have to close your tabs. Let's talk about the rights of internet users. You should be
saying,
able to have a million tabs. No.
RAM.
A million tabs open, and it should not affect your RAM.
No, they definitely are using RAM. But you're right, Elsa. It should not affect it. It should just be okay.
It should just be okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Are we kind of cooking in a normal way?
I think so. If you're...
Can you guys be normal
who,
here?
Me?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking to my computer.
Because that's a stupid ask. Like, you
I was
know.
Like, I don't think we've ever called it cooking before, but I guess we are doing a bit of cooking. We're cooking up a podcast.
We're cooking.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable.
It's just like, God, this is stressing me out.
Okay, simply look at another thing. Look away.
Okay, but I get nervous. But we have Craig,
right? Have Craig. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, worst comes
to worst. If it all goes wrong, we have Craig. Okay. All right, sorry. Okay, I'm going to just say this again because I think. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine if we said no. Like, it's too fucking bad.
My stupid Twitter keeps thinking that, like, I want to see information about The Boys, which is a show that I don't care about. And in fact, I think it's, like, pretty stupid. But I would just happily, like, live my life without ever expending energy to hate this show, except for that Twitter keeps putting... The Boys tweets
on
my fucking feed, so I can't just pretend it doesn't exist. So now I have to hate it
because
I keep seeing this shit.
It's really rough.
Anyway, that show looks dumb as fuck. Let me just tell you guys.
It's interesting.
It's a stupid show.
I watched the first, I think, two seasons, and then I was like, it could go somewhere interesting. But I think towards the third season, I was like, no, it's veering way too much into the whole thing where the point is the spectacle of violence. I think even through season two, I started feeling that way because the premise could be interesting, but then they just fuck it up because everyone likes violence on TV, which, you know,
yeah, I
big
think
disappointment.
That it, I think that they're like, just based on how, I think at the start they were like, well, so many of these characters are so terrible. They're obviously going to like be the villains, but because of the reception of the show, they keep having to be like, these are the villains, and then they have to be like, and these are the good guys. And so it can feel a bit like, if you, especially if you consume any other kind of comic book content, it's like at a certain point, it's like, who do we care about? We have to care about someone in this show to like keep watching. And I think you're supposed to care about Huey, but
yeah, I don't. He's boring as hell.
Well, I think Eric Kripke should go live in a cave and take a vow of silence and poverty and never bother me again. Yeah.
That's fair.
Jensen's definitely going to be on the next season. He's in this season for like 2 seconds, so.
I don't really care.
I don't care about
your feed will be going
that.
Crazy.
It pisses me off when I see that. I don't care.
That's so fair. You know what, Jess?
He's such an embarrassing little nepotism child, okay?
It's rough.
He's like,
when you're
can I be on your show? The only thing that pleases me about the boys is that they will not cast Jared Padalecki,
so
which
funny.
Is so funny.
It's so funny. Like, JDM is on this season.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Of course he is.
It's like,
yeah, and it's like,
Eric Kripke has all of his little boys that he keeps around.
That's
him.
What the boys is.
He has all his little
right,
boys.
That's what the boys refers to, I'm pretty sure, is to his favorite little men, actor
He's
men.
Kripke's boys.
Kripke's boys.
I don't think Jensen would have been begging like to go on the show. I think it would have been the other way around. It would have been Kripke being like,
I don't care what it is. I want all of those men to take a vow of silence and a vow of poverty and get out of my fucking face.
I would like to see their ascetic is it ascetic or ascetic lifestyle?
Ascetic
lifestyle. Thank you for helping me. You know, this is my second language and I'm only doing my best. Are we going to continue?
Yeah.
Wait, I need to pee.
Oh my God, go piss then. If
sorry,
you care this
I
little about
some,
the fucking podcast, go.
Sorry, I had some water before we sat down and I...
Lube it up, that voice. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still not out of my seat yet. This is such a saga. Ugh.
Okay. She's suffering. She's
this
going
is why
through
I don't
something.
Record in the chair.
Oh, are you... She's in the massage chair, guys. Did you know... Have you heard the massage chair saga?
I'm going.
You're in the massage
chair? I told her she's not allowed to switch it on.
Okay, hang on. My dog is next to me. She's sleeping. I'm going to try to record her snores.
Please do.
I woke her up.
It's so beautiful.
She snuffled the microphone. I don't know if that
came
through.
It came through even on Discord, so I'm betting it's proper on the on the actual audio.
She went, what is
what
are
you doing?
That
what is it doing in my...
Sniff, 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 sniff. She sniffed it, and then she put her head back down to go to back
she's
to sleep.
She's like, not enough to interest me. I'm a distinguished old
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, she's like, okay, whatever.
Let me move on.
I can't. I can't be bothered with all those.
And these newfangled toys the children
yeah.
are enjoying.
She's like, I was actually sleeping. I was actually
she was
sleeping.
Actually, she had shit going on and she didn't really want to deal with all
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think I have recorded one perfect snore.
It makes me very happy. I heard at least a snuffle and I was giggling and kicking my feet. It was
yeah.
fantastic. Oh my God. This morning I was awake at like 7. But then for like about 4 hours,
whoa.
Yeah, about 4 hours long, Jack was, you know, bothering me. And then I was like, I'll just read a little bit. And then 4 hours went by with Jack, like, sleeping on me. I had to hold her in one arm and it was so cold. But I let my one arm out to keep her from falling off of my torso. And it
aww.
Was really satisfying. I won't lie. It was really nice. It's...
That's
yeah,
so
and
sweet.
Then she got up and I was like, finally, and I put my arm back under the sheets because I was like, I'm getting frostbite. I genuinely can't think about
it's cold
it's
out
cold.
There.
I can't think about how people survive in like places where it snows or places where it gets extremely hot. Like the people of New York must have a tolerance to something that I could not ever do. Because I know it gets like very hot there in the summer and very cold in the winter. The worst of both worlds.
Just don't worry about it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not my problem. It's not my problem. I just feel bad for whoever's in there at whatever time they're there. I'm like, you shouldn't be there.
It's whatever.
Hostile environment. It's not suited for any form of life. Yeah. But it's where the money's at and the big bowlers go.
Well, there you go.
There you go. I'm back.
Hi.
Where's the money at?
All right.
New York, baby.
What about New York, New York?
New York City.
New York City. It's where women have sex, purportedly.
Who?
They do that everywhere
Sarah
else.
Sarah Jessica you can't Parker. Stop them. They love to fuck. Oh. Sarah Jessica Parker,
I thought you meant
specifically.
Jess. And no. I was like, did I just miss some like really juicy
I feel
bugs?
Like that's. I don't think Jess is. I don't know if she's the type to share things like that when she's on mic.
A lady doesn't kiss and tell.
Maybe in like 20 years.
Not on the mic with all of our loyal.
Loyal cronies. Could possibly
loyal little
hear
creeps
it.
Listening.
Yeah. This is how, if you talk about that shit, that's how you become Jensen Ackles, and we can't have that.
Yeah.
Or Misha Collins. That's actually not how you become Jensen Ackles. That's how you become Misha Collins.
Yeah.
Which,
that is
I don't know
Misha.
If it's better or worse.
We don't know.
No, I appreciate it, because I can't say those words. I'm hearing you say them, and I agree with them,
yeah.
But I cannot say them out loud, so... Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing is that you like Dean because you relate to his repression emotionally.
Like Dean. Okay. This is just like the other day
you
when
do,
we
though.
Did that stupid
do,
the Raven
though.
Cycle quiz and we both
oh my
got
God.
Gamey after
this
I've
made
been
me
gushing
so
about him.
Angry that whoever made that quiz does not understand me at all and should die. That's so unfair. Just
I'm just saying, I'm trying to psychoanalyze me about my Dean Girl
just because
tendencies.
I'm an incredibly like open and sincere person who likes to be conciliatory and charming does not make me Richard Campbell Gansey the fucking third. Kill yourself. Anyway, let's continue.
Whoa.
Yes.
It made me very upset. All right. I think I'll cut that bit.
Yeah, it just reminded me of it. I was like, this fucking quiz.
Oh, man.
I was like, one, I'm nothing like him. Two, he's awesome. So...